RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Had the starter jackets, the Miami Hurricanes ones. Alabama was really big at the time, too. Michigan, UNC, those starter pullover jackets. Everything that was old is new again at some point. And it might be the same for Miami Hurricanes football. And you're looking at it like, please, Chris, come on. They're 9.5-point dogs to Ohio State for a reason. Ohio State is the best all-around, most complete team in the country. And everybody outside of Indiana probably believes that. We're probably right. But I do think that there is an opportunity for the Miami Hurricanes to shock the world tonight. And at the very least, put one hell of an ungodly scare into Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. How does that happen? It happens with the quarterback position. I swear I am not on any sort of narcotics or hallucinogens, at least not this early in the morning. No, I'm serious. Carson Beck could be the key to the Miami Hurricanes beating the Ohio State Buckeyes. Because I believe in Carson. I believe in Carson Beck. I believe in Carson Beck. Not necessarily to take over the game. Let's not get crazy. But I believe in Carson Beck to not be the guy that throws the game away. Because he hasn't been. He hasn't been over the last 5 to 6 weeks. In fact, I did some research. I'm going to pull a muscle and pat myself on the back here. But I did some statistical research when they told me I was going to get to fill in for Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet today. I said, Chris, pull out the calculator. And I went back and looked at the last 5 games for each of the 8 quarterbacks remaining in the college football playoff. I looked at completion percentage, looked at touchdown to interception ratio, looked at yards per attempt, and quarterback rating, of course. I still like quarterback rating. I know there are quants out there, stat geeks and nerds who are like, quarterback rating? That's prehistoric. I need QBR or whatever. No, quarterback rating takes everything, rolls it up into one, gives you a good general number about how a passer is performing. The number's usually a little out of whack in college football. The numbers get big as compared to the NFL, but I'm fine with that. It still gives you an idea of relative performance between a set of quarterbacks, I should say. So I went and looked those numbers up. Do you know which quarterback has the best completion percentage of these 8 remaining quarterbacks over their last 5 games? Mm-hmm. Carson Beck. Do you know which quarterback has the best touchdown to interception ratio of these 8 quarterbacks remaining in the CFP? Mm-hmm. Carson Beck. Do you know, this isn't much of a reach now, given I've given you the other 2 numbers, who has the best quarterback rating of the 8 remaining quarterbacks in the CFP? I believe in Carson Beck. I believe in Carson Beck. And look, the Texas A&M game was ugly. It was hideous. It was bad football, I'll be honest. Maybe if you're a lover of defense, you got your rocks off just a little bit by watching that game. I was more so cringing and looking sort of through my fingers like a kid at a horror movie at what was going on in front of us. nonetheless, how many times did you see Carson Beck really screw up in that game? You didn't. You know how many picks Carson Beck has thrown in the last five games? One. How many touchdowns? 12. There is not a quarterback playing better going into the CFP quarterfinals than Carson Beck. And I know we have this narrative that's stuck in our brains of Georgia Carson Beck, right? Or Carson Beck getting bailed out by his wide receivers early in the year in that win against Notre Dame. And we've got it stuck in our heads. And sometimes it's very hard to get rid of these narratives, right? You have a very hard time pushing back against something. You've been out with friends watching a game, maybe hanging out at a buddy's house or at the bar, and you're watching a game, you go, oh my God, Carson Beck threw up all over himself in a big game again. I knew it. That's just what he does. But over the last 5 weeks, Carson Beck hasn't done that. You know, I get it. They haven't faced the defense like Ohio State's. Ohio State's defense is the best in the country. And so this will be the most difficult time for Carson Beck to manage the game. And I know that's a bad word. That's a pejorative when used in reference to any quarterback. Just be a game manager. But that's all they need. Have you seen Miami's defense? Have you seen Reuben Bain Jr. absolutely wreck shop and dominate a game? How'd Julian Sayin handle a really good defense a few weeks ago?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wouldn't call it great. So, as long as Carson Beck doesn't make the kind of mistakes that can flip a game in an instant or sink a game, and I know we've seen him do it before, but that was on a team where it felt like he was being asked to go win games at times. Miami, Mario Cristobal is not asking Carson Beck to go out and win a game against Ohio State. He's just asking him not to screw up. Turn around and hand it to Mark Fletcher about 20, 25 times. And let's start there. And if we find ourselves in a one-score game late, just like we did in College Station 11 days ago, I think Mario Cristobal is going to feel like he's in a pretty good spot. And if Carson Beck doesn't turn over the football, if you bet Miami plus 9.5, I got a feeling you're going to be in a pretty good spot. I want to be clear. It's not like I'm running out to bet Miami money line at almost 3-1 at BetMGM. But I do like Miami to make it real sweaty for Ohio State tonight, to make it real uncomfortable, as long as Carson Beck doesn't make those big mistakes. And I don't think he will. I trust in Carson Beck. I can't believe I just said that. Let me swallow hard. I trust Carson Beck? Question mark. I'm Ron Burgundy. I trust Carson Beck to not make those crucial killer mistakes tonight. And I trust Reuben Bain Jr. and the Miami defense to maybe force Julian Sain into one of those mistakes or two tonight. And that could actually swing this game to the point where Miami could steal a victory. They could shock the world tonight. Coming up, who is headed to the CFP Final Four, aside from the winner of tonight's Ohio State-Miami Cotton Bowl game? And why? We look at all four matchups with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN. He'll give us the answers. Next, here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, Chris Mack in for Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.